We have a really fun interview coming up next because I'm going to be talking to our executive producer, Ann Passas, about her recent trip. Actually, her third trip to England to hike across that beautiful countryside. And Ann, it was very enjoyable. Also, looking at a lot of those photos on Facebook.
Well, it was fun to take them. I mean, it was kind of a no-brainer to take a nice picture this time because the weather was beautiful and it's such a beautiful route. I did a long-distance walk called the Cotswold Way, which is one of 15 national trails in England. And it's 102 miles, goes from, you can do it in either direction, of course, but I went from Chipping Campden in the north and walked 102 miles south and ended up in Bath, the ancient Roman city with the hot springs and the baths. And
well, I would think you'd want to go north to south so that it's downhill.
You know, that's funny you say that because the book said that it is slightly less uphill if you do it that way.
Hmm. End up at a different
elevation. Don't ask me how that works. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So you were very smart to do that.
No, I just thought it'd be fun to end in that city.
Yeah.
And closer to my airplane.
Tell us this is, as I mentioned, the third time that you've gone over there and hiked across that countryside, not in the same place, of course, but how did you get interested in doing hikes like that?
You know, I had heard about it years ago. The Sierra Club actually was offering these different guided hikes, and I read about this one called the Coast to Coast Walk, which is a 200-mile walk from the North Sea to the Irish Sea, and just read about it, thought it sounded really interesting, never did anything, wasn't really interested in doing a group kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, I thought, you know, I could do that by myself. And so I went through a company in England when you tell them what route you want to walk and how long you want to do it in, and they make your lodging arrangements for you. And
oh, that's cool.
It's great. And so you just walk from place to place and carry your day pack, and it was really beautiful, and I was hooked, and I made some British friends who actually happened to come and meet me this time and do different parts of the walk with me this time. So that was really nice, too.
That's great.
Yeah.
How did you do? Now, you hadn't been to that terrain before. How did you know, okay, I'm going to walk 12 miles today or something? You had a good feel for that from the people you talked to?
Well, I had a map. I had a very good map, and I had, you know, marked out where I was staying each night, so I knew how long I had to walk. The longest day, I think, was 15 or 16 miles.
But what I meant was, how did you know how far you could walk or wanted to walk?
You mean per day?
Well, yeah, when you're sitting there figuring out, okay, God, I wonder if I can do more than 8 miles, or I wonder if I can do 20 miles, or what do I want to do?
How
do you figure that out?
Right. Well, okay. Good question. These companies that help you plan these things, they will offer different lengths or times for you to do the route in.
Oh.
So I just chose, for this one, it was 102 miles, and I chose a 9-day thing. So it's about 12 miles a day. Mm-hmm. Approximately.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's how you do it. You know, I think I was telling you earlier off air, I ran into a couple people who were doing it in 4 days, which would be like 26 miles a day, which good for them. And it's doable, but I wanted to take my time more and really see things, you know? I mean, I think it's really a beautiful part of the world, and it's fun to see it at 2 miles an hour or 3 miles an hour, you know, rather than racing through it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And on one of those trips, you had a bunch of really nasty looking cows chasing you.
I did. So. Not this time.
Not this
Although
time.
I did have to go through, this time I did have to go through a field that had a, you know, you're often going through these gates called kissing gates, or, you know, climbing over stiles, and there's a million different kinds, styles of gates, and they're beautiful. Anyway, this one gate into a field said, caution, bull in field, and had a, had a big yellow triangle. I thought, oh, man. So I just, you know, hugged the fence and walked with my head down, didn't make eye contact, didn't, you know, want to do anything to upset this big guy. And
you could see him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Got through, but it's like, ugh. But no menacing cows this time.
Yeah.
But the baby lambs had just been born, and they were beautiful. I saw some that were still, you know, really wobbly and could barely stand up. And
pretty cool.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. We have a lot of history in this country, especially if you go out east, but England has a lot more history that you can see.
Yeah, just the the age of the places is just so interesting to me. Like one of the things I ran across is a place, it's a 5,000-year-old burial site.
Wow.
And it's called it's in the formation, they call it a long barrow, and it's like a big long hill. And it's a chambered tomb, and I don't know, about 150 years ago they excavated this and found, you know, all kinds of artifacts and skeletons and so forth in there. And it was just, it felt really, you know, like a sacred place. It's really beautiful, and still had the little stone, you know, entryway. It was just amazing to see something like that, you know, that's so well preserved and that, you know, you could actually walk all the way around and look at, or these old, you know, old churches and abbeys that were built in the 1200s or the 1300s. It's just fun to see something of that age. I like old things, and it was, mm-hmm. you know, great to see those.
And because of, you know, they're built out of stone, or mm-hmm. they're built out of materials that last.
Exactly. Lots of stone, especially in the Cotswolds. There's something called Cotswold stone, which is very easy to cut. It's a kind of golden yellow color, and that's used a lot for building. So all these, you know, adorable little towns that this path goes through are all stone buildings. You know, people are living there having everyday high-tech lives like we are, but it looks, mm-hmm. you know, it looks so old and beautiful. And also there's a real lack of, I hate to say this, but there's a real lack of like commercial signage and mm-hmm. billboards and that kind of stuff. So it's just very peaceful and calm.
It seems like you find that all through Europe,
mm-hmm.
where they've managed to stay away from some of the crassness that we see,
mm-hmm.
you know, along our byways and et cetera. Not everywhere, but
right.
some places. So,
well, one other thing I saw, which was kind of fun, that actually got mentioned on the Daybreak program earlier this week, is I saw this place called Cooper's Hill, which is, they do this famous cheese rolling contest every year. Mm. And it's super steep, and people chase this giant cheese down the hill. First person to get down there with the cheese wins.
With the cheese? The cheese is moving along
yes,
at its own pace.
Yes, much faster. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and you have to catch up to it.
Yes, and I guess last year they tried to use a foam cheese so that people wouldn't be injured, but there was a big outcry, so they're back to using the normal-sized
cheese
again.
Now, after this cheese bounces all the way down the hill, I'm not so sure I want to eat it, at least the outer parts.
Well, nobody really mentioned eating it.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, just that kind of weird, quirky stuff that you see.
Yeah, British humor.
Exactly.
They're having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you got to stay in a lot of inns mm-hmm. along the way. And
yep.
Were those kind of had that same feel?
Some of them were had old. There were two of them that had that were originally pubs, and part of the building was like from the 1500s and then, you know, had been built on over time. And then some of them were just sort of normal townhouses or, you know, small hotels or something. Mm-hmm. The first walk I did, I stayed in some really old places because mm-hmm. that was a bit more remote. The Cotswolds is, you know, closer to London, and I think it's much more popular walk. And anyway, but yeah, just beautiful, you know, interesting old spots. And of course, the ale can't be beat there, Buck.
Yeah, well, I understood that from some of the Facebook offerings that the gin is real relaxing over there. There's a certain calmness.
Yes, there
you know,
is.
That captures you when you've
yes.
had a couple, I guess.
So. I know. I didn't get enough gin this time. I'll have to go back.
Gonna have to work on that. Yeah. Now, they have a national trail system over there.
Yes. If folks want to learn more about the national trails in England, you can go to the website nationaltrail.co.uk, and there's 15 national trails, and you can just click on the pull-down menu that says the national trails. It'll give you a list, and you can look at them all and get some really great pictures. The one I did is the Cotswold Way, and but there's some other ones too. There's another one that looks very interesting that I'd like to do that goes right along Hadrian's Wall in the north part of England. I think mm-hmm. that would be fascinating mm-hmm. because of all the history. But of course, there's, like you said, there's, you know, old history all over the place there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to go somewhere to
yes.
find it, so you might as well pick a spot.
Well, the
like
nice, yeah, and the nice thing about these national trails is they're quite well marked with beautiful wooden signs. And mm-hmm. I didn't use my map very much, and I never touched my compass.
didn't
which
have
is
to,
completely
huh?
unlike the last two times. Oh. If I hadn't known how to read a compass, I would have been in serious trouble. Mm. So that was kind of a nice little break, you know, to just go, oh yeah, there's the wooden sign, and not worry too much about the direction I was heading.
Now, you were out for how long did you say?
The walk was 9 days.
9 days, yeah. Sure. And of course, you have stuff that you're carrying along. How did you make some arrangements to get it from one place
yes,
to the next?
Yes, they have these different van services that you can hire that will carry a bag from place to place. So that was really nice. All I had to carry was my lunch and water and
I thought maybe you had a butler gear.
No butler, no. Buck. No.
Man.
That's a good idea for next time, though.
Should have a butler.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's a great, for me, it's, I like to camp, but it's fun to be able to, walk that far and still, sleep in a soft bed and have a shower at night, yeah. too. It's a kind of the best of both worlds.
And you get to meet people both
yes.
on the walk and in the inns where you stay.
I was thinking about that during our last guests, the band, because you were talking about Jesse taking vocal lessons. And the woman I met that I got to know the best this time teaches singing at Oxford University.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and she was very interesting. And
did she sing for you?
She did not.
Oh.
No, but it was fun to talk with her. But she was doing the walk by herself as well.
Oh, yeah.
And different people were meeting her along the way, too, and we happened to meet up. And, yeah, it's one of the joys of traveling by yourself, as I'm sure you know, is that you get to talk to people that you otherwise wouldn't meet.
Yeah, because you're talking to your friend all the time. But, of course, there's that famous walk in Spain that the movie The Way was based on.
I haven't seen that. I'd like to.
It's a wonderful film. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't so sure when I rented it, but I was sure after I watched it.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, but that's really no different other than walks like you were doing.
Yeah, it's quite a bit longer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like 500 miles or something.
You don't have to do it all.
Just do pieces of
it. Yeah, but it is a long. I don't remember how long, but it took a while for the main character to finish it during that
I'll
thing.
I'll have to get that. Okay.
Yeah, you have to rent that thing.
All right.
And maybe you could create one from your next adventure over there.
Yeah, right.
Will you go back?
I think I will. I like I said, I'm thinking about Hadrian's Wall. I'm also thinking about a walk called the South Downs Way that is on the edge of the Chalk Downs in the southeastern part of England. And
the
Chalk Downs, they're hills, and that ends at the sea, and that would be fun too. So
okay, yeah. You made it in 9 days.
Yeah.
What's the fastest you could consider making it?
Well, lucky for
like
you.
Like that cow is chasing you?
I probably could have done it in 6 or 7, but I wanted to take my time. But I was reading online that somebody ran the same route that I just walked in 9 days in 20 hours and 36 minutes.
And that's 102 miles.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something you'd do, Buck.
And there's some ups and downs in there.
Yeah, it's quite, the elevation change is quite dramatic, especially at the first. I don't know how he or she did it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But that sounds like something you would tackle.
I don't think anymore.
No?
I'm giving that up.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather do like you did and enjoy the trip.
Yeah.
And also see and talk to people. And, why would you do something like that? And, of course, it's probably somebody who maybe had already walked it. So now let's try to run.
Yeah, or lives in the area.
Lives in the area.
Right.
And knows the whole deal.
Right. I was the only American I saw there doing that, mostly British people.
I noticed, I didn't notice it. It was pointed out to me both in the Netherlands, where I saw in some of the communities, all the buildings there would be, the older ones would be from the same era, like maybe the year 800 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in Switzerland, in the big valley where St. Moritz is, there, all the buildings and all the little communities were right around the year 1000.
Hmm.
And the reason for that was the Romans came through there and burned all the previous buildings.
Oh, sure.
And they haven't been back since because the ones they built in 1000 are still there.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. They take their wooden buildings and then they stucco them.
Mm-hmm.
And they last and last, and slate roofs. Like, you mentioned more than slate roofs.
Yeah, slate roofs, thatched roofs, but the slate ones were especially beautiful. Stone roofs, even. mm-hmm. which I thought was interesting. Very thin pieces of stone, of this Cotswold stone. So, yeah, I mean, it was really interesting in every possible way, just the architecture and the history and, yeah.
Is there a website that people can learn more? Or did you already tell folks that?
Yeah, I'll say it again. It's nationaltrail.co.uk, and you can learn about the... There's lots more walks you can do in England, of course, mm-hmm. but you can learn about the 15 national trails, which are, you know, designated by the government and are well signed and so forth, and have good maps and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, hop on the big jet plane and off you go. Do a walk like Anne did. Of course, we've been talking with Anne Passes, who's our producer here on The Roadhouse, and she just, you've been back a little while, but completed a walk across... another beautiful part of England, and she's already mapping out her next one.
Gotta do that.
And there it is in April, and you had beautiful weather the whole time.
You know, April's a nice time to be there, though, because it's not very crowded, and it's spring. I saw mm-hmm. some incredible spring flowers in the woods, too.
When is spring here?
No, Buck, I was just thinking that. When might it be?
I don't know. July?
Oh, geez. Soon, I hope.